Haven by Emma Donoghue. Read by Aidan Kelly. For Anne Sherman and Zoe Seinel. What, then, consoles us in this human society full of calamities, but the unfeigned faith and mutual love of true and good friends? Augustine, City of God, AD 426. Monastery. Trian's stomach growls. He's not 20 yet, still growing, and always hungry. The first fast day after Easter, and the hall is crammed with more than 30 monks and their abbot, as well as the families who serve them and work the land. Even the abbess is here, though not her nuns, who dine in their quarters at the other end of the double monastery. Also, half a dozen strangers come to Cluain Mhic Nóis to study with one of the celebrated teachers, or for a few months or weeks of respite from the grasping world. The abbot led the congregation in saying grace in Latin and is eating already. Trian gestures to his neighbor to help himself to roast swan and onions from their platter. Then Trian spoons what's left onto his own trencher. He makes himself chew slowly and rations out his ale in sips. The rich meat's gone down all too soon, and then he lets himself eat half the round of three-day-old bread, saturated with savory juice. His red-faced neighbor downs another cup of ale, belches, and looks sideways at Trian's remaining bread. Trian pushes it towards him, sits still and tells himself that he's had enough. Deo gratias. Thank God. Chatter, argument, laughter. The hubbub of Gaelic rises and fills the air like smoke. Out of the corner of his eye, Trian catches a shape looming in the doorway. The stranger called Art, who walks along the wall now, away from the abbot's table, and lowers himself onto a bench at the back of the hall. Trian's fascinated. This Art has the bearing of a warrior king, but he behaves like a scrupulous monk working out a long penance. It's been a fortnight since Trian took the boat across the river to ferry this man over to the monastery. Carried Art's meager possessions to the guest hut, washed his broad feet, cracked nails, a sign of hard travels, and brought him food, and Trian hasn't dared address a word to him yet. Of course, the monks have shared every scrap of information and hearsay. Scholar, priest, hermit, Art is the most famous visitor to Cluain Mhic Nóis in the 6 years Trian's been here, and possibly in the half-century since its founding. From a clan of judges in the west, fostered out to a holy man at the age of 7, as soon as Art knew more than his master, he sought out another, and another, but outshone them all. Now in his prime, familiar with many tongues, the sage is said to have read every book written, and has copied out dozens. Art can work complex sums in his mind and chart the tracks of the stars. One of the band of solitaries, who's been carrying the light of the gospel from Ireland across a pagan-gripped continent, this soldier for Christ has converted whole tribes among the Picts, the Franks, even the Lombards. Still, Art looks to Trian as fresh as if he's just returned from the land of youth. Brown-haired, grey-eyed, the man is as brawny as some hero who can toss with one hand a boulder twice the size of his head. Art's single blemish, the blackened stump of the little finger on his massive right hand, is rumored to be a mark of God's favor, proof that he's done the impossible by surviving the plague. Now Art is sitting with his trencher dry in front of him, shaking his head no matter what he's offered. As Trian watches, Art breaks off a piece of the bread and chews it. He ignores the ale flasks and fills his beaker with water. At the top of the hall,